For us, really the main activity was really a lot of demand for advocacy, a lot of demand for partnerships. What I see is that now the idea of the engagement of the private sector is not a theory, it's a reality. The engagement of the civil society is also a reality. The engagement of interfaith associations is also a reality. So I think that the new agenda creates a kind of atmosphere where all the actors really wanted to work together. So we have now the responsibility to give the tools to really facilitate the process to do it.
Throughout the negotiations for the SDGs, there was so much talk about the importance of the public-private partnerships as being key to helping realize the SDGs. How is the fund working to maximize these partnerships?
Mm-hmm. The fund created in April this year an advisory group of private sector with 13 companies from the five regions of the UN. So the idea is to work with them, first of all, asking what they think they can do with us, because I think that during the last years we are explaining to the private sector what they have to do. But in this case, we decided to prepare a report with Harvard University through Kennedy School, the program specifically that they have on social responsibility. And the idea is to hear what the private sector, what the companies are thinking they can do with us. So we prepare a report that was presented 2 weeks ago here in New York. And the main idea is that really there are a lot of stereotypes in both sides. So the idea is to see how can we fix that, because we need the private sector as an actor, not only as a donor, but as an actor. Because with the new agenda, it's very clear that poverty is a problem for the whole society, so we need really the engagement of all actors. Private sector for sure, of course, universities, civil society, interfaith associations, and so on. But with the private sector, we now have already the report where we have the inputs from the private sector and also some suggestions. So we would like now to go to the next step, which is to start the partnerships with them in the field.
You were talking about the different actors. Obviously, there are many actors spread across the UN system. Mm-hmm. How will the fund work to bring the UN system as a whole together mm-hmm. in working towards the SDGs?
I think that one of the main challenges we have is the implementation of the joint programs, that are called joint programs because we need, as a requirement, at least two or three agencies of the UN working together in the field under the leadership of the resident coordinator. So our approach is that if you really would like to work on eradication of poverty, you cannot work in an independent areas. If you are going to work just to facilitate the access to food for kids, you need UNICEF to work with kids, you need FAO to work with access to food, and also UNDP, which is the responsible for the resident coordinator system. The idea is to work all together, but this is a requirement. They need to design the program together and to implement the program together. And I think that the results are very positive.